Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar's here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 15 years. We're going to do that next month, celebrate that big anniversary. He's the author of Safe at Home. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. He is an award-winning small business journalist, and our good friend, Jeff Sabar. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. So what have you been focusing or thinking or writing about with regard to technology lately, Jeff?
Got to tell you, Jim, the recently, in the past weekend, we went to my daughter's college graduation. And so it was really...
She graduated from college?
She graduated
from
college.
No, wait, time out. She just went last week. She just started last September.
Yeah,
how did she graduate already?
And she graduated. She went to high school the week before
Holy
that.
Holy mackerel.
Elementary
how did
school
that,
the week before
I'm,
that.
this is unbelievable.
Yeah, you know. Tell me about it. Okay,
I mean,
anybody have some Valium?
She was starting first grade when you and I first met.
Absolutely.
How'd this happen?
It just... Whoosh,
unbelievable.
Did you hear that whooshing sound? We didn't even take note.
It's unbelievable. It takes your breath away.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what happened?
We'll lament that over a virtual glass of beer next
right.
time. But so we drove up for a graduation. We all brought our you know, SLRs, our single LED reflex
Florida State, right?
To Florida State, up to Tallahassee. And In going up there, we all prepped. We you know, charged the batteries, made sure the cards had enough capacity to shoot all sorts of photos.
Right.
And guess what we didn't do? Didn't shoot a single photo with one of those high-polluting cameras.
With your $1,000 video cameras.
Exactly. We shot it all, whether it was video or still, we shot it all with our smartphones. And in many ways got... you know, on par or in some cases superior shots because of just how quickly you pull
it's
it
amazing.
Out, you shoot it, and you catch it.
And then put it back in your pocket.
And you put it back in your pocket.
iPads,
you can,
people are doing, you know, I see people, I really haven't done any much of this. I've done it with my smartphone, but not with video, with the iPad. But
right.
You see a lot of people shooting things with iPads.
Absolutely. And you're getting high-resolution images. You're able to email them immediately, you know, share them via email or via text
yep.
to somebody
yep.
else. And you can upload them. Now let's think, let's transition for a second and think about if I were at a conference, you know, or if I were at a,
yep.
a business event, or if I were on a job site, or if I were doing something like I've done this, where I'm writing about a product or writing
right.
about a community, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what are the details that I'm going to see and might forget between the moment I'm there
right.
and the moment I sit down to my keyboard? You know, shoot pictures of stuff, and then
right.
I call them up, and I look at them, oh, I forgot about that detail.
Well, here's another thing. You're at a conference, and you take a picture of that, which we wouldn't have done 20 years ago or even 10 years ago, take a picture or have somebody take a picture of you and the instructor or you and somebody there. And notice I didn't say selfie, folks. That's another
right.
story.
Yeah,
but,
there you go.
But then post that in your business blog to as collateral material to go along with the write up that you just got some new training on how to serve your customers better.
Absolutely. You know, they say a picture is worth it. Go ahead.
You just have to, my point is you just have to get used to I mean, it took me a while to say, wait a minute, I've got all this capability in my pocket.
Right. Right. How quickly we sort of we're quick to overlook it. But and forget the power of that capability that we have there. But you know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, but I would
yeah.
say it's invaluable because in today's day and age with social media, whether you're gonna tweet it out there, whether you're gonna put it on your blog, put it to your
mm-hmm.
website, put it on your Facebook, it's beyond 1,000 words because the value of touching a consumer or a prospect
mm-hmm.
with the right photo at the right time. You know, is beyond a
it's almost
words.
It's almost impossible for people to resist it. I mean, it's almost irresistible. My point is, if you've got a photo, people will jerk. It's like the shiny object, right? It'll grab their attention, put a little caption under it, and this is selfies are narcissistic. Okay, but taking a photo of something that's related to your business and then posting it somewhere on a blog or on your fan page, they don't call them that anymore, whatever they call it,
sure,
your business page, or attach it to a tweet or something like that. This is the kind of thing that this is all, Jeff, this is part of relevance.
Right.
This is the kind of connection customers are looking to make,
right,
because they already know whether you're competitive or not, or they're ruling you in or out,
right,
before they even know if you're competitive or not. Because
they're on the fence, and you're trying,
right,
to sway them to hop off on your side.
Yep.
And I get back to the main point is just remembering it's there. Remembering,
yep,
that you have the opportunity, you have the capability to capture that image, whether it's a video, and we talked about this before, whether, you know, you're videoing how to do something and posting it to YouTube and then posting that YouTube to your Facebook or to your website.
How about this? There, you've got a customer, a business customer, you're trying to nurture his or her relationship. You're trying to nurture a business with them. And you've got to be able to do this before you can even get in the door to talk business. And so you know something that he or she has something on that they like or they're worried about or whatever, and all of a sudden you bump into that and you take a picture of it, you send it to them and say simply, just thinking of you or thought you might like to see this.
Right.
Now that's the way of customizing being relevant to a business customer, for example.
When you talk about relevance,
yeah,
that's really what it is.
Yeah.
Just being in their mind, and it takes nothing. I mean, I did something for a friend, a prospect recently, and like within a day, I got a handwritten thank you note. I mean, within a day, and it's one thing to say, you know, we all would agree that the handwritten note far surpasses any other way you can thank somebody, you know, via email, via tweet, via phone call, whatever. This just takes it to the next level. It's all about gratitude. It's all,
yep,
about, as you say, relevance, being in there and showing that it means something,
mm-hmm,
that it meant something.
So,
and
folks, as you're wandering around, just remember. And surely we don't have to say go get a smartphone, right? But by now, doesn't everybody have a smartphone? If you don't have a smartphone, we can't help you until you do. So come back when you get the smartphone.
Very good, folks.
Absolutely. It doesn't cost you any more. In fact, I've been hearing noise about a $20 smartphone. So, hey, Jeff, I need your website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Lysingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.